My definition of success is to have financial freedom, or should I say, be free from money's burden. You see, I find money at best an annoyance, and at worst, evil and corrupt. I didn't always think this way, but since becoming a self-made man, I realise how irrelevant money can be and how life-changing other elements can. When I say I desire financial freedom, I mean not to think about money, period. This requires a mindset, not a bank account. Too little cash and I yearn for it, worry about it, and wish I had just a little bit more to get by. Whereas too much leads to seduction, desire, and an infinite chasing of shadows and what I could have in my bank account. To not think about it means to focus on great art, meaningful relationships and writing, working, and crafting projects that matter. I don't wish to exist. Rather to live and find a greater happiness. I don't think I'll find this through money or stuff, and I don't think I'll ever escape its seduction until I become free from money altogether. To be financially free is to focus on providing worth and legacy. I'll never need a lot, just enough. This amount may vary over time, but so long as I'm living a life of purpose and meaning, the actual numbers remain irrelevant. So long as I have enough, all is well. And if I have more than enough, this is fine too, since I'll be free from its manipulation. And as such, I can give more to those who need it, deliver more projects that help more people in a more helpful manner, and bit by bit grow stronger and even more free from society's monetary stronghold. I suppose it comes down to having and sharing a deeper message. Until I free myself from the shackles, I don't think I'll ever understand it. But it's a mindset, not a number. It isn't about pounds or pence, but filling my life with wonderful relationships, meaningful projects, and damn good art. This is my definition of success, and I believe it'll help me live rather than exist. Of course, such a definition is never black and white. So here's to all the many years ahead, and its colourful adventure of discovery, refinement, and that ever pursuit of understanding.